We continue our learning Le'il Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Micham Yaakov Mifidchos Le'ah Wearin Boid Katan Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav Ein Chofrin Kuchin Ukvaros Bamoid. What else are we not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? You're not permitted to dig these crypts, these underground burial caves, these niches in the wall where you'd bury the body temporarily, and then it, of course, would be moved the Likud Atzamos to reinter in the ground. And Kvaros referred to tombs that are over the ground. So you're not allowed to dig these things or make these things on Moed on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Bar Tanur claims that this is referring to for the future. He says, someone, this is for the future, someone who may pass away in the future. So, and then he says, Kuchin is b'ma'ara shetachas akarka, and Kvaros is b'binyan, is this overground tomb. But either way, this is for future use. That hewing these kuchim, or building the caves, whatever it is not allowed. If it's for immediate use, Bar Tanur would hold, that's tzarchei rabim, that's tzarech hamoed. That certainly would be allowed. In fact, we can even dig a grave, someone who just passed away, on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, that's halacha. A Jew could do so. On Yom Tov Rishon, we say it's done by non-Jews, the Gemara in Beitza says, and Yom Tov Sheni by Jews. It's not generally our practice today. Certain Jews still do so. But nonetheless, that's technically, we're allowed to dig the grave ourselves on Yom Tov Sheni. Certainly on Chol HaMoed, we would allow such a thing if it's immediate. So obviously, the Bar Tanur says this is speaking about the future. However, others claim that it's not true. The Mishnah's referring to that I'm making these new crypts in the ground, I'm making these holes in the, and I'm making this tomb. And the Gemara does not allow such a thing to make it completely new. All I'm allowed to do is to adjust them, as we'll see in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah does not allow this to be done, even to be done l'chatzchila. On Chol HaMoed, yeah, we can expand a niche that was already there, adjust it, but not, you're permitted to make it l'chatzchila, even if someone just passed away. And according to the Bar Tanur, no. Of course, if it's immediate, it's allowed to make it completely anew. So now the Mishnah says, obviously we have to understand the next line according to both positions. Aval mechanchim es hakuchin b'moed, but you're allowed to adapt them, to modify them on Chol HaMoed. That's allowed. So what the Bar Tanur means is that even though we don't need them for now, for Chol HaMoed itself, so I could make them anew, but I'm allowed to adapt one. Why? That's also Tzorchei Rabim. Remember, we're allowed to repair the damaged cisterns. Remember, in Mishnah Beis, even though they weren't needed necessarily Chol HaMoed, so we're allowed to do that as well, to adapt these niches as well, even though they're not needed for immediate use. Now, others will say, no, you're mixing up the two cases. The reason why we allowed the cisterns to be repaired, even though we don't need them immediately for Chol HaMoed, that was because who dug them? We needed the people in the community, and people were free. They were not occupied during Chol HaMoed. We want everyone to join in the repairs together. But otherwise, we would not all have allowed that on Chol HaMoed. So, and the cistern is going to collapse, and that's going to be a problem. But these crypts in the ground, not true. You can we wouldn't allow such a thing. We'd need everybody to do so. Making these burial niches in the ground, we don't worry about that at all. This is something that will adapt them when we need them. And it's not going to involve the same thing as making repairs in a cistern. Okay, so either way, different ways to understand the first halacha in the Mishnah. When it says, Ein chofen kuchim, you can't make them lechatchila, but you're allowed to be mechanech them. You're allowed to adjust them, to adapt them. So whether that's we're talking about for immediate use even, like according to the Meiri, according to the Bar Tanura, this is only for future use. For immediate use, you can even make them lechatchila. Va'osin nivreches b'moed. Now, this is many of the Rishonim all have different explanations for what nivreches is. You're permitted to make a nivreches on Chol HaMoed. So, this is according to many Rishonim is referring to a pond where you wash laundry. Now, laundering is normally not allowed on Chol HaMoed. But there are times where it's allowed. We'll learn in the third perek that it's not allowed. Generally speaking, we don't allow laundry in Chol HaMoed because it's something that if I know I can do in Chol HaMoed, I may push it off to Chol HaMoed, similar to getting a haircut. It's also malacha. So here, there are times, though, where we do allow laundry in Chol HaMoed. And therefore, the Tana of this Mishnah says, Osin nivreches b'moed. You're allowed to dig ponds for these exceptional cases where people need it. And this is considered a Yom Tov need, a festival need, and therefore it's allowed. Others say we're talking about ponds here for the mace, for washing the mace off, going to doing the Tara, getting them prepared and washing off the Tachrichim for the mace. Or maybe people who were invited, who came to the funeral, they need to wash their hands. That's a nivreches that we allowed for you to make. Ne'osin nivreches on Chol HaMoed. Others say, no, this nivreches is really adapting a tomb. That's what it means. And this is what's allowed. We're allowed to adapt in a Chol HaMoed for someone who passed away. So we need more space. You have to, the body's a little bit bigger. So we can do that. Also Chol HaMoed, that's needed. And then the Mishnah says, Va'aron im hames bechatzer. That means you're allowed to construct a coffin, an aron, in the chatzer with the person who passed away. Which means, if let's say I'm doing this work in the chatzer where the person passed away is lying there, that's allowed. To do it in another place, so all the noise that's going to have, so people are going to think you're doing something, construction work, on chol you're not allowed. But everyone's going to know, well, here's the deceased, the body, the mace is right here, and everyone's going to know in this community, obviously this person passed away, and that's why there's a lot of banging going on. So that's why you're allowed to make an aron im hames bechatzer. If the mace is in the chatzer, it's allowed. Rabbi Yehuda oser, elim ken yesh imonis sarim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to prepare the wood for a coffin and do all the banging, even in the chatzer where the mace is lying. On Chol HaMoed, unless you have a nisarim, you have boards already prepared. This is strenuous activity, so if you have boards that are already prepared, so that's okay. Bar Tanui here says, "Rida Osir Lahavi Eitzim Lasos Nisarim." Going to bring wood and now make boards. Betchila Letzorach Aron. That's not allowed. If you had them already constructed before, and they're in place, their boards are ready, so then that would be allowed, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss the prohibition of getting married on the Moed. This has many explanations the Gemara has. The most famous one is probably Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to have one joy mixed together with another one. If you're celebrating one thing, so you should be completely focused on that Simcha, and not mix this with another one. We learn this from the Gemara and Daf Ches to Daf Tes. Learns this from Shlomo HaMelech when he dedicated the first Beis HaMikdash. So he made sure that started 7 days before Sukkot. He didn't want it to coincide with Sukkot in order not to have to mix one simcha with another. Yishama learns this from Malei Shavua Zos when it came to Lavan, when Yaakov marrying Leah. So Lavan said, Malei Shavua Zos, complete this week of Sheva Bracha, so to speak, after your marriage with Leah, and then I'll allow you to marry Rachel. Why a week? Once again, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We want the two celebrations to be separate from one another. Finish the Shivas Yemei HaMishnah with one, and then marry another. It's another explanation that's given. That's a source. That's V'samachta B'chagecha. So B'chagecha means I want you to rejoice on the festival and be focused on the Chag and V'lo B'ishtecha. So it's a drasha really from this pasuk. Others claim that just there's a lot of tircha going into preparing the Sudas Nisuin, to prepare the marriage, and people are going to go through tircha yisera, take away of the kedushas hayom of the chag that we want to avoid. And others claim it's based on the following. The mitzvah of Pur Ravu, very important mitzvah. If a person knows, oh, I was going to get married now, but it's more convenient to get married on Chol HaMoed, so I'm going to push it off to Chol HaMoed, so then a person is going to postpone a mitzvah, a very important mitzvah. And therefore, in order to avoid people postponing their weddings till Chol HaMoed, and therefore Pur Ravu is not going to be fulfilled as early as possible, so we avoid getting married on the Moed. So the Mishnah says, Ein nosin nashin b'moed. We don't get married on Moed, lo besulos, v'lo almanos. The Chiddush is that even an almana, where you'll say, well, almana doesn't have shivas imei hamishteh, so therefore it's not going to be as joyous. Nonetheless, it's joyous enough, it's not allowed. V'lo miyabin, yibum, maybe you'll say, maybe this is based on a tragedy, the brother passed away, so what kind of simcha is there here? Maybe this should be allowed. It's not allowed either. Mipnei sheh simcha hi lo, because in the end of the day, it's a simcha. People are getting married, so it's a simcha for them, and in this case of yibum, certainly a simcha for the one who's getting married. For the brother certainly is getting married. Aval machzir hu es gerusha. So what do we allow? You're permitted to take back your gerusha. Someone divorced a woman, as long as she hasn't remarried someone else, he can take her back. So that already, she's familiar to him, the joy is not as intense, and so therefore we're not afraid it's going to take away from the chag. This is going to be allowed. Also, in terms of, let's say, the reason of the person has to exert himself, the tircha that's involved. How much tircha is there? You're not going to have such a big wedding anyway, so therefore this is allowed. The osa Ve'osa isha tachshiteha b'moed. A woman can make her adornments on Chol HaMoed. What's tachshiteha? So Bar Tuna says, kigon la'seis kol be'ineha, la'hashroseh rosha, sholis pazer, is to put on eyeshadow. This is certain things she does for cosmetics, shaving the body, grooming. So a woman can do that on Chol HaMoed in the usual way. Why? Because this is considered no different than preparing food. It's a need. This hygiene, she needed. That's allowed. Now, what about cutting hair, laundering clothing? That's something we normally do on a regular basis. Maybe that should be allowed. So we know, we'll learn later in the third perek, that's not allowed on Chol HaMoed because people will then, we're afraid, are going to postpone that specifically when they have extra time on Chol HaMoed, and they're going to come into the Chag, let's say when it comes to getting a haircut, you come into the Chag and you can look to show. And if I leave all the laundry for Chol HaMoed, I'm going to be busy doing laundry on Chol HaMoed and not being involved in the Chag is going to take away from the sanctity of the Chag. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo sasud mipnei shenivul hula. So Rabbi Yehuda comes, disagrees with the Tanakam on one issue. Yeah, we allow a woman to be osa tachshiteha b'moed, so whatever the grooming she's allowed to do and applying cosmetics we allow, but he says she can't apply lime. So this is lime. This is a paste made of dissolved lime, and this removed hair. Why? What's the problem? This makes her happy, no? Well, the answer is, if she has to leave this paste on her skin until after the Chag for it to be effective, so then she's not going to look nice over the Chag, and she'll end up being unhappy. After the Chag, she'll be happy, but during the Chag, she won't be happy. And the Gemara in Tesem Debay says that she can do so as long as she's going to remove it before the conclusion of Chol HaMoed. So then at least she'll have some time of the Chag in order to look nice and feel good about the way she looks.